Yeah, okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's Ops BSSA call on the 17th of October. On the call today, we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Mike O'Connor. From Mike and staff, we have Patrick Jones, Christina Nordstrom, and Julie Hedlund. And we have apologies from Bart Boslinko, Tim Galvin, and Dirk Schweiger.
Thanks, Christina. Welcome all. We have a fairly short agenda. I'm thinking that this will be a pretty quick call. Essentially, we've got two documents to review. Hopefully, you've had a chance to see them, and so and basically, that's it. The rest of the logistics, if we have any logistics things for Dakar, we can talk about those, but I think that's it. So what's on the screen in front of you right now is the deck that I prepared for the joint meeting, and it's almost the same, but let me show you the slides that are different and make sure that's okay. The first difference is on the slide for goals, and I added two bullets based on a conversation by email with Alejandro. And that's the look for opportunities to collaborate, to share work, to do all kinds, you know, any kind of opportunities. And then also identify any overlaps or conflicts between what we're doing and what is going on in the SSRT. So I think that's pretty straightforward. The next series, and this is the part that I think I showed on last call, last Thursday, the all-group call, but I stuck these scope slides in here just to sort of highlight the difference between maybe we should break out. Olivier, are you getting... Are you still hearing me?
I'm still here, yeah.
Yeah.
But I seem to have a number of missed calls on my mobile phone. I think Verizon's trying to get hold of me, but I'm already here.
Well, yeah, and we're not using Verizon. We're using Adigo.
Okay. Oh, Adigo. Okay. So maybe it's Adigo that's trying to call me. I don't know.
It is, Olivier. Sorry, I was just pulled by the operator. I did send them a request, and I didn't get a reply, so I managed to dial you myself, and now they try to dial you.
Okay. All right, no worries. False alert. Sorry about this.
No, I'm sorry.
No worries. We have a phrase for that in the United States. We call that belt and suspenders. To hold your okay. So anyway, I just want to make sure that these are okay. I don't in any way want to imply that what you see on the screen is reviewed by or endorsed by the DSSA group. I just threw that up there as an example of the possible scope of a complete security program review. And this is based on something that I did for a large university in the U.S. And the whole point of this slide is to say that the SSR scope is very large, and our scope, using the same categories on the next slide, is very small. And if that's okay with you, I think it's useful to sort of put that out in front of the community, to sort of clarify, both for us, both for the two groups, but also for the larger community, sort of the difference that we're a very deep, narrow dive, whereas the SSRT is a very broad discussion. And so, Mark's just in. Mark, are you on the call too? Maybe not in the call quite yet. Anyway, are those okay? Patrick, you can actually speak if you would like. Oh, Olivier wins. He gets to talk first. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Mikey. I understand this is purely a Mikey invention, so you're going to pass it by the SSR, are you?
Yeah, I thought I would sort of walk us, you know, I would be the presenter of this deck at the beginning of the meeting. And I'll be dialed in remotely. I wanted to make, you know, I wanted to make it really clear that this is not a product of the DSSA, that this is just a way to sort of show scope differences.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, there's clearly a lot of conversation behind a slide like this that we haven't had, and I wouldn't want to in any way imply that we've endorsed this. I just wanted to show it as an example of a very broad scope as opposed to a really narrow scope, which is this next slide. So I think I'm going to leave that note on there unless it drives anybody crazy, just to make it super clear that this isn't DSSA stuff. This is Mikey stuff. And then what I did is I did a similar thing, and again, this is actually based more on this is NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, and this is their standard risk assessment, risk management process. And the reason I threw this in is because during the email conversation with Alejandro, one of the topics that came up was risk management. And I wanted to make it clear that we're not really doing a full-blown risk management project. We're really just doing this little piece of one. And we're certainly not doing the risk planning part where you do all this work, this risk assessment first, and then you do all this work to decide what you're going to do with the risk, whether you're going to assume it, whether you're going to avoid it, whether you're going to limit it in such a way, or if you're going to transfer it to someone else. There's a whole bunch of analysis that's done in risk management that we're not doing. So again, I just wanted to make it really clear that the boundaries of our scope are pretty narrow. And again, I wanted to leave that same disclaimer on there just to make sure that, again, people knew that this was not a DSSA-approved document. This is really just a discussion thing when we get to talking with the SSRRT. And then the last one in the scope thing, oh, no, I guess there isn't. Oh, yeah, one of the other things that came up in the email conversation with Alejandro was reminded me that they probably haven't seen our goals and objectives, so I yanked this out of the work that we did to kick ourselves off. Again, this is all just about clarifying our scope and our goals. So, anyway, those four slides are sort of the next change, and I just want to make sure that that's okay with you all. Anybody want to tweak this in any way, or shall I go ahead and push it out to Bart? I'm hearing that golden silence. You just flip through the rest. I think the rest are the same as... the other one, I knew there was one. Another feature of the email conversation was Alejandro saying, heads up, Mikey, I think we're probably also going to want to talk about metrics. And so I threw this back towards Alejandro as some work that we've done. We called it criteria, but clearly this is pretty parallel to metrics. And I wanted to give him a sense of some of that work that we'd already done. With the notion that we're not done, we don't think this is done, but at the same time, that this is a pretty good piece of work and might be useful to them. This is sort of in the category of sharing work and avoiding overlap. And again, I don't think this is terribly controversial, but it's an addition to the deck that we were going to present to everybody else. And I just want to, again, make sure that this is, it's okay to put this in. And I think that is it for changes. Yeah, that's it. So I'm assuming it's okay to stick this in as well. This is all public. It's been out on our site for ages. And so there you go. Mark's okay with it. Good deal. Going once, going twice, done. All right. Let me share the other one. The one-pager, I made some massive. I tell you, these are massive. This is massive coming up here. Massive changes. See if it's the right one. Yeah, this is. So the massive change, based on the feedback that I got, was I added a key up in the upper right corner, in scope, out of scope, under discussion. So that, and this is based on Jim's comment, and you'll note that it's on both pages. So there. And his other comment was, why do we have the list of members on both pages? And we don't really need it on both pages. And I decided it was great to have it on both pages because I think the more credit, the more recognition people get for all the work that they've done, the better. And having it on both pages, it seems to me, is perfectly aligned with that goal. So I didn't follow Jim's suggestion on that. I left the list of members on both pages. So sue me. Because I really do strongly believe that this is a pretty cool group and that they deserve their name on two pages of the one page. So there. That's the change I made. Again, I don't think this is huge, but I wanted to check with you before I pushed it off to.
It works for me.
Good deal.
This is Mark, by the way.
You know, Patrick, I don't know. I assume Patrick's question in the chat was clarification for your chart. Is Phil Manning an RSAC rep? And I just copy and pasted this right off of our webpage. And so, you know,
I thought Phil was, but that's just a question.
Why don't we? I don't know even who to talk to get that clarified.
Mark, do you know?
Phil Manning is he's in RSSA RSAC. I don't think he. I'm not sure if he's a rep. He's also on one of the security review teams.
He's on the SSRT.
Yes.
Why don't we leave it the way it is? He said, sitting in a hotel room and not wanting to touch the stock.
That's fine.
But then, you know, when we're in Dakar, why isn't somebody asking? Or
it doesn't matter. RSAC is probably where he would like to be.
What is RSAC?
It's a root system. Oh boy, I'm forgetting all the acronyms. It's a root server stability committee.
Okay. Root server system advisory committee.
Okay, I knew where. I was wondering where the extra S came from. Okay.
Root system advisory committee. What was the second S? Root system server?
Security.
Security. Oh, duh.
Is that right, Patrick?
I thought it was Root Server System Advisory Committee.
That sounds about right. I just always called it RSAC.
Yeah, well, I can't even pronounce those five letters in a row this morning. I was trying to say it a few minutes ago on this call, and you can tell I kind of spazzed out. So, I can go ahead and change that.
It's a minor point.
I think anything to make working group contributors smile is a good thing. So I can click a few clicks and change that before I push it up to folks. This is all about, you know, this is partly to give people a way to contact us, but it's also partly a way to acknowledge the contribution that people made, and I don't want that acknowledgement to make one of our members cranky. I want it to be the right thing. So I'll change it. It's easy. Anything else on this one?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm liking that silence. The only thing else on our agenda is if there's anything else to do, and I've already given myself one action item, which is I will structure an agenda for the DSSA meeting on Thursday in Dakar. I meant to do that, and somehow in the frenzy of this conference that I'm at, I forgot. So I will put together an agenda and take Julie's suggestion to heart and put sort of all the update stuff at the front so that observers can come and actually have a meaningful experience. And then when we break into actually working in smaller groups, people can stay if they want, but it's not going to be very interesting. So that'll probably work better for them. And I'll get that ready and out to you folks before the meeting so that you know what's coming. Does anybody want to actually run that meeting, or you want me to run it remote? How do you want to handle that? I mean, I'm certainly going to be on remote. But you know, we do have 5 co-chairs of this group, and I don't have a monopoly on running meetings. So if anybody else wants to do that, I'm happy to chime in when the time is right.
It was actually doing these things remotely is just awful. Is there anyone going to be there that's actually going to be at the meeting itself out of the 5 of us?
Oh, you mean in terms of group members, in terms of DSSA members?
In terms of co-chairs, in terms of actually chairing the meeting.
I think Jim stuck his hand up and said that he would be there and would be happy to help. At least that's the way I read that note that he posted to the list.
Yeah, this is Julie. Jim Galvin will definitely be there.
Yeah. And I think that Jorg is going to be there too.
Yes, this is Julie. I can confirm that Jorg will be there. He's participating in the DNSSEC workshop with me on Wednesday, so I know he'll be around.
Yeah. So I think there are a bunch of us there. And so, you know, I can sort of go either way. Why don't we do it the following way? Why don't we say that I'll do it remote unless it's terrible, at which point I think this agenda is going to be quite simple, you know, and easy to, I think it's an easy meeting to run. And at that point, someone can just jump up and run it. You know, it's not nearly as complicated as some of the stuff we do on the phone. And so I think we can be covered either way. But if anybody would like to run the meeting, mostly that's what I'm after, is if anybody is wanting to run another meeting, I don't want to hog that opportunity. All right, I don't hear anybody leaping to the barricades thing. They're desperate to do it, but I will push an agenda out. Okay. And I think that's it. Anything else for this call? I was expecting this to be short, so there's no reason to feel like we have to push this out to the full hour. I'm not hearing anything. I have great journeys to Dakar, those of you who are going, and I will be joining you in my bedroom slippers as usual.
As will I, Mikey.
Yeah, that'll be great. What made the remote participation really bad, Mark? Is there anything too that would fix that?
Yeah, actually, I think the biggest issue with remote participation is you can't gauge the facial reaction of the audience in terms of going too fast, going too slow, having to stop to help people come along where you need to be.
Yeah.
And that is just huge.
Yeah, well, and I think that the thing that we should probably all do is just jump in. You know, if I'm running a meeting and I'm getting away from the audience, the rest of us who are in the room should just break in and interrupt me and straighten me out. Because I've got no ego on this one.
Okay.
You're right, Mark. I mean, it's really helpful to be able to see the room and see people shifting around and mumbling and hissing and booing and throwing pies and stuff like that. I suppose what I could do is I could do a really bad job and then have them throw the banana peels at the other coaches. Olivia, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. I was going to say, not by yourself in this whole endeavor. So since you'll have co-chairs that will be on the ground, I'm sure we can establish a back channel, whether by Skype or whether through the online room, although I sometimes find that at large and actually in all ICANN meetings, often the Adobe Connect rooms don't work out too well if the connectivity isn't that great. But we could have a Skype back channel where we could tell you how you're doing, whether you need to go faster or slower, or whether people are just about to slaughter us. well, you're safe, a safe distance. we could write you our last words, our last wishes.
You know, I'm thinking, well, gee, you know, if they're going to get slaughtered anyway, I might as well get over quickly. I could get worse at whatever I'm doing. End your pain.
No, but joking aside, we can have a back channel and give you feedback on how things are going. And I would really think it would be good for all of the co-chairs to be Skype together or on a separate channel so we can all talk to each other while it's proceeding forward. That's the way we usually do it in at large. The whole XCOM is connected together. In fact, the wider at large itself is also... or the ALAC is. So something to think about.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific idea. I'm trying to figure out how to assemble all the Skype IDs. Tell you what, I'm going to type my... Well, or we don't have everybody on the call.
It's only the handful of us co-chairs. Just send an email to the DSSA ops and... whoever's on Skype then can just open up and start a little group at that time.
Yeah.
Just as a little a back communication, informal, of course, a back communication for coordination. Thanks.
Well, and I think what we would do, if it's okay with everybody, is, you know, transcribe that chat and then publish it.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
No problem.
So nobody gets out their nose out of joint about secret stuff. They can read the mundane thing that says, Mikey, you're totally screwing this up. Stop it. Please stop. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'll take an action to send a note out. I think what I'll do is I'll send a note out to the ops group and say, here's my Skype ID. Why don't you friend me so that then I can watch that session. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's it. It's 25 after the hour. Going once, going twice. Have a great trip to Dakar, you all, and I'll see you probably on the weekend for some of the GNSO update, by the way, is one that if you can make it on Sunday afternoon, is going to be sort of a preview of the SSRT DSSA joint meeting on Thursday, because Alejandro and I are sharing a time slot with the GNSO. and I'm probably going to use this second deck as a backup in that update. So if you don't have anything going on and sort of want to get a taste of what we might be talking about on Thursday morning, that would be a good one to attend. It's pretty late in the afternoon. I can't remember the schedule, but it'll be on the schedule. And with that, I'll be signing off. See you all soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Safe travels, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Christina, I think we can wrap up the recording and
sure.
Call it a day. Thanks a million.
All right.
Great day.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.